God, we're desperate for more of you. We want the more. We want the more. God, we know you want more of us, so we give ourselves to you today, Lord. We give ourselves to hear you. We give ourselves to worship you. We give ourselves to see you, Lord. We praise you, God. It's because of you, Lord, that we live. It's because of you. You are the one that gave us breath, and with that breath, we worship you. We were born to worship. Father, I pray a breaking off of restraints today. A breaking off of restraints that have held people back, that have held them at bay, that have only let them go so far. I pray a breaking off of those restraints today in the name of Jesus. They be free to go where you want them to go, where you call them in this hour, Lord. That which you have for them to reach out for, Father, I pray there be a reaching out. There be a will. Their will would engage. All of us engage in our will, Father, to reach out for more of you. I thank you, Lord, right now. God, we thank you for your presence in this place. I thank you for your presence, Lord. Your word says where two or three are gathered, you are here. So we acknowledge your presence. Oh, Holy One, we acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. We acknowledge you. I pray that ears be opened and attuned to what you have to speak today, Lord. That eyes be open to see, Lord. God, I pray for the senses, our senses to come alive to the presence of the Holy Spirit in a new way today. That your word would go forth with power, Lord. And the worship would come up to you as sweet incense to your throne room, Father. We just praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. If this is the worst day of your life, just lift your hands and thank him, because when he died and rose again, he overcame the world. So whatever you are going through right now, it's already done, that he had overcame it for you. All you have to do is reach out and trust him and praise his holy name. Never mind your whatever you're suffering. Never mind how the devil is attacking you. Just raise your hands and thank him and praise him. Worship him, glorify him, because he overcame the world. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, praise you, Lord. I thank you and praise you. I honor you. I bow down to you. I am nothing, Lord. I am nothing. I know you are something. You got everything, and I am joint heirs with you. I know I got everything that you have. Whatever you have is mine. Hallelujah. It belongs to us. It belongs to everybody here. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the miracle. Miracle that's going to take place in this place this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, I call for your miracle, deliverance, restoration. Whatever is needed in this place, I ask you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise your holy name. Lord, I thank you. I praise you that you died, and you died for our sins. I thank you that you died for the alcoholics, the homeless, the shut-in, the people that nobody likes. I call them forth by your holy name, Lord, because these are your preachers, these are your disciples, these are your prophets. They are your apostles. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you and praise you that these people are going to cause you to move because they're just going to obey your word. One word they're going to hear from you is go and make disciples. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These people you have appointed, they're still out there somewhere they don't even know. Lord, they are yours. They are your warriors. Lord, they are your warriors that are going to war for you and cause the world to glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. Even our children that are alcoholic, that we couldn't love, you are going to cause them to surrender to you. And they are going to testify it was you who changed them, who forgave them, who restored them. And not AA programs, and not dry centers, not the law, but you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, baptize us with your love for these people that nobody loves. Baptize with your mercy. Give us mercy for them, no matter how dirty they are, no matter how stinky they are. Lord, I was like that. When I came to you, you didn't reject me. You didn't say, no, you're so dirty, you're so stinky. Lord, that is exactly what you died for, and I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I said, praise your holy name, Lord Jesus, for the mighty move you're going to cause in Alaska. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Such a time as this is what you have let me see in 1992. When you visited me in my house, you let me see this. I didn't know, Lord, it was a vision. I used to think, how come you let me watch things like I'm watching TV? Lord, you caused me to see a great move in Alaska. And I pray to you, Lord, I have prayed to you many years. I want to see this. I want to be part of it. You have told me the rejected, the ejected, and dejected are going to explode. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise your holy name. I pray for each and everybody here right now. I call for those people that are battling right now. Something had been keeping them from coming to the church this morning. Give them the strength to get in their car and drive because you have saved them for them. Thank you for your saving. Martha, can you send my little grandson over here? Hallelujah. This little boy is my grandson. I escorted him for surgery, as you can see. His ear was operated. He couldn't eat. He couldn't open his mouth. When he eat, he would take a piece of food and just suck it. He could not chew. And when we heard about this, one night we were laying in bed reading Bible, and the Lord impressed it upon my heart. Ask him if he want to get healed. I asked him, do you want to get healed? He said, yeah. Can you believe that Jesus can heal you? He said, yeah. I said, okay. You want to go to church? He said, yes. This is the first day Judy was here. And the Lord warned me that devil is going to try to intercept this healing. We came aware of that. I went to the bathroom about halfway through when Judy was here. When I came out of the bathroom, Martha was bringing him out there. He was crying. He was hurting. The noise had hurt his ear, But I know the Lord had already told me the devil was going to try. I just didn't mind him. I consoled him out there. And when Judy started singing, "There's no God like Jehovah," he ran to the door, looked in there, and he came to me with big eyes. He says, "What do you want to do?" "I want to go back in." We came back. He got healed. He could not open his mouth. And Judy prayed for him out there too. And all through that night, the Lord kept touching him back there. Open your mouth. Hallelujah. God is a good God. God is a good God. God is a miracle-working God. Set your doubt aside, and God does the healing. Praise the Lord.
Is his ear still being healed?
Uh-huh.
Conform to the alignment of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Every bit of fluid, every bit of restriction goes in Jesus' name. And we worship you. We worship you. We worship you, healer. Father, you've put your hand upon this young man's life. You said that he belongs to you. You've called him before he was even in his mother's womb. You called him before the foundation of the world. You set your love upon him that he'd be holy and blameless in your sight. You've called him, Father, to be a young man who proclaims your word. And we declare over him that he'll hear totally and completely, and he'll hear your voice from heaven. And he will be one who comes with prophetic visions and dreams, and he will stand up among his friends, and he will declare the goodness of the Lord and the salvation of Jesus Christ. We bless him, Father. We bless him. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Pour out some more oil. Oh, healing oil from heaven on him. And encouragement to his heart, Father. Put the dance in his feet and joy back in his step. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you.
He wanted a Bible of his own yesterday, so I went to go get him a Bible. And this morning when he wake up, I asked him, do you want to eat breakfast? No, he just wanted to read his Bible.
Hallelujah. Is this all right? You mind if we just tag team a little bit, asking the Lord to come and fill this place? Julie, come up, and I'm just going to hand this off.
I'm another Judy. I think I can. I see can as a glory train. The Lord is linking up to you other cars, and you are taking up momentum, but you are climbing the mountain now. Soon, as the links get attached to the train and the momentum of climbing, there is a kingdom force that is reaching the peak of the top of the mountain. And when you hit and tip over the other side, acceleration, because the the Lord says yes and amen to can. Yes, you can. You can have this state. 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 Ask of him for the nations. Ask of him. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I seen Jesus' face in the state of Alaska. You know the bonanza start where it burns? The fire was going forth and his face was coming alive in Alaska. Revelation and revealing the face of Jesus for the testimony, the power of prophecy, the testimony of Jesus. He desires the state. It's his inheritance. And we say yes. We say yes. We will love the people of our state. We will love them to Jesus. I also had a picture yesterday. Angels were here releasing shields of faith. I didn't know that Judy Jacobs walked in so much faith. And it's our turn to grab those shields and to believe again. For impossible. Again, the Lord says, yes, permission granted. Who will stand and believe and ask? I want my shield of faith resting on the belt of the truth of his word and his promises that are yes and amen. So we need to decree and declare this year, 2016, a year of great love. There's 16 verses, 16 parts of love. That we will love and wrap our arms around those who are here, God. Father, we ask that there would no longer be suicide because they found your face. We ask that there would no longer be depression because they found your face. We ask that there would be no more violence because they found your face. Not only in the city, but in the state, for your glory. And God, I thank you for this train of glory that is gaining momentum, that you will bring everybody that is needed to be connected in that force, that kingdom force that advances for your glory. In Jesus' name.
Last night when we were all here and we were standing and we were pushing, right? We were pushing. We are the body of Christ. We're going to be the body of Christ in the state of Alaska that shifts this thing. Not Judy Jacobs, not even Bless Mary Glazier, but it's us together. We are it. So this is what God imparted to me last night. I thought, God, how did I get from where I was with great faith? I've had great faith for the last 36 years to see God move. How did I get from there to knowing that this is going to happen? It's a gift of faith. This is what he said to me. Keep speaking the word. Speak 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 the word. And something will happen inside of you all of a sudden. It seems to me all of a sudden, I am not carrying faith. I have the gift of faith. There's a difference. There's a place we're going right now where we carry this word to the point where it becomes, we become the word. And there's no more like, oh, this isn't going to happen. This is going to happen. It's going to happen through us. It's not going to happen through a wonderful gifted speaker. It's not going to happen, right? Yes. 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 Yes, 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 yes. We are, yes, God planned when we are following his footsteps. He's gone ahead of us, and we are being obedient. We have faith with his faith.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
God has this passage of scripture and that I want to proclaim it over you. It's in Deuteronomy 33 verse 8, and it's Moses' blessing to Levi. And I'll just read it to you. Let your Thummim and your Urim be with your Holy One, whom you tested at Massah, and with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah, who says of his father and mother, I have not seen them, nor did he acknowledge his brothers or know his own children, for they observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your judgments and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you and a whole burnt sacrifice on your altar. Bless his substance, Lord, and accept the work of his hands. Strike the loins of those who rise against him, and of those who hate him, that they rise not again. I believe that he's speaking to this group, and in that, as intercessors, you, I know I'm not the only one that have been laboring with love and praying over the state of Alaska. And I have chosen, I mean, God required this of me to make him more important than anyone, my mother, my father, my child. And this is really important, I believe, is that when he says for they, the Levites, the priests, have observed your word and kept your covenant. Another version says that he watched over your word and guarded his covenant. And I know I'm not the only one, since Mary's intercessors of Alaska, there have been words spoken over the state of Alaska, scriptures that God has given us that we claim, and I have brought them back up to the Lord. Not every day, just as the Holy Spirit leads. And the covenant, He's made a covenant with the state of Alaska. He's made a covenant with you. I believe that if you're here, it's strong, so that you could watch over his word and put incense before God and sacrifice on his altar. And I thank God that he's blessing your substance and he's accepting the work of your hands.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this word that you have granted to your intercessor for the state of Alaska. We thank you for what you have done and are doing. Thank you for the release you gave us last night. Thank you that this land is ours. Thank you that those things you have prophesied over Alaska are true, and you are bringing it to pass now. Thank you that resurrection life is falling. Thank you for those that have died and have come back to life in this land. Thank you for the picture of resurrection that Alaska carries. Thank you, Father, that you are moving us from the leading suicide state in the nation. The statistics are dropping. Thank you for that. Thank you for those that have been faithful and will continue to be faithful, Lord. For you said your Urim and your Thummim belong to thy godly man. The Urim and the Thummim are a means of the Old Testament means of communicating directly with God. And he's talking to you about the godly ones in Alaska, because we're focusing our prayers on Alaska. The godly ones here have a means of communication directly with God. It's like God has opened up the channel that has been clogged for so many years by discouragement and despair. He's opened up the channel so that those things that he has spoken to our heart are coming alive in our hearts once again. God is moving in power in amongst his people. He is bringing many, many people to Jesus. There is a evangelistic anointing, a salvation anointing on the entire state right now. Right now is the time to talk to someone about Jesus Christ, because the ears are open and those hearts that have been hard are suddenly turning. And our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren are turning to the one who has that godly knowledge. That's you. They're turning to you. I just had a young lady that was, I was holding her. She was weeping because she was heartbroken. And suddenly she looked at me and she said, "Won't you pray for me?" And of course. But it was such a picture of the cry on the heart of the young right now. There's so much confusion in the land. There's so much discouragement. There are so many lies that are going out across the land. Young people are looking for truth. They want reality. They want to know about this God that we serve. They want to know if he's real, because he doesn't seem relevant to them. He's very relevant. He is a deliverer. And listen what it says here. It says the Lord will bless his substance and accept the work of his hands. God is speaking to Alaska. God accepts our work, the work of our hands and our substance. And it says he will shatter the loins of those who rise up against us. He will shatter the loins, that place of procreation, that root where that evil comes from. He'll shatter that root that comes against us. I simply believe when God sends a word, it's a now word that's alive now. And it's real and has power now. And it says they will not, he's going to shatter the loins of those who hate him so that they may not rise again. You know, there is a real attack against Christians across America right now. It's all over the world, but especially in this land that has been dedicated to Jesus Christ. America has been dedicated to Jesus Christ with thousands upon thousands upon thousands of godly people praying and crying out for America, standing in the gap. You are one of those standing in the gap and praying for our nation. And God says he'll shatter the loins of those who hate him that they may not rise again. I believe God is pronouncing a blessing upon the state of Alaska. We have turned the corner. Something has shifted. And now we are in the place of reaping the fruit of all of those thousands upon thousands of prayers and fastings and tears and groanings. And there's a new rising up. Fresh life is upon us. Fresh joy and fresh victory. Judith Green and Eleanor Rowe, I'd like you up here, please. God has established, acknowledged, and recognized three prophets in the state of Alaska. And you know, Alaska's a down-home place. We're not spit and polish. But we believe in God. We believe in the word of the Lord. And this dear sister here in the front row, an intercessor, handed me a note, and it suddenly stirred a word from the Lord for Alaska that he had given about 30 years ago, that we have declared and stood on all that time. And I believe God's going to give each one of us a word for Alaska this morning. So I want you to just ask the Lord right now. We wait on our gift. We're asking the Lord to give us a word for Alaska. And I want you to take that word and begin to wage war with it. To begin to claim our territory. Because we believe God has said a certain thing about Alaska, and I absolutely believe God. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. And we're holding him to his word. In 2000, a little-known prophet came to Alaska. And one of the things he prophesied was a vision that he saw. He saw Jesus standing, straddling the state of Alaska. And he had a huge sickle in his hands. And he began to harvest the state. And a number of people have seen visions of this harvest over the years. And one of the words that came to our sister this morning is in Isaiah 60:18. And for those of you who've been laboring in Alaska for a long time, this is a familiar scripture. For we have declared this again and again. Violence will not be heard again in your land, nor devastation nor destruction within your borders. But you will call your gates salvation and your gates praise. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we declare over Alaska that violence is defeated in this land. It no longer has precedence. It will be rooted out in the north. It'll be rooted out in the south. It'll be rooted out in the east. And it will be rooted out in the west. It'll be rooted out in our education system. It will be rooted out in our police system. It'll be rooted out in our culture. It'll be rooted out in our transportation system. It'll be rooted out in the attack of the enemy in every corner of this land. For God has said that we would call our gates salvation, and that we would call our wall salvation and our gates praise. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, the walls of Alaska are called salvation. The gates of Alaska are called praise. And I declare right now that the harvest has begun, and they will be reaped in every segment of this nation, this state. They will be reaped in the north and the south. They'll be reaped in the east and the west. I declare that our young people are coming to Christ in droves. I declare that salvation will visit the high schools and the grade schools in the name of Jesus. I declare healing will visit the hospitals in this land. I pray that the bones that have been broken and out of joint will be suddenly coming into joint again. I declare now that the minds will come into sanity, that insane minds will suddenly come into healing and insanity. And I come against every attack against the mind of the Alaskans in Jesus' mighty name. I declare full salvation to rock this land, full salvation from the north and the south and the east and the west. Every island, God said he would save every island. Therefore, every island from Savunga to the unknown island to Wrangel Island, all the way down south to the Prince of Wales, we declare that the Aleutian chain will rock under the power of God and not just under earthquakes. I declare that the valley of 10,000 smokes will begin to release the fiery anointing of God, and it will cover this land with power and authority. I declare right now that this is the beginning of the move of God in Alaska, the beginning of the power move of God. I declare it in the name of Jesus Christ. It is here. It is now. This is our land. These are our people, and we claim them for the King. We claim them for the King. Every segment, every prison will be visited once again by the power of God, and they will come to salvation, and it will change our land.
The Spirit of God says there's a great piercing that is coming forth from heaven. It's piercing through the atmosphere, and there's a staking into the land of Alaska, says the Spirit of God. And that staking into the land is the very presence of the living God in your midst. And he says the enemy will flee in every direction as the land trembles at that staking of the presence of God. The enemy will run. Every demon that's come against you will flee away from you. Come into that place, says the Spirit of God, for I'm calling a great gathering of my people in Alaska. I am calling a great unity upon my people in Alaska, a oneness that you would come together, for you will see even the Lord Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, staking out this state, and you will run to him, says the Spirit of God, and in his hands he carries healing. He purchased for you on the cross many years ago. He carries salvation. He carries deliverance. He carries preservation and protection. He carries great abundance, says the Spirit of God, for he has pierced through, he is staked into the ground, he is nailed into this ground, salvation. And he says, take that which I have as you come together. Take that which I have and do not be surprised, says the Spirit of God. For all over the world there will be those who are drawn to the presence that radiates forth from that great piercing from heaven that is planted as a flag in this state. And they shall come and do not turn them away, says the Spirit of God. For they long to have that which you have in your midst. Gather around the Christ of cross, gather around his presence, and you will find the enemy fleeing. You will find that those things that have come against you are falling away. You will find many who come into the kingdom of God from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Come on, call them in, says the Spirit of God. They're your people. They're your brothers. They're your sisters. This is your land. Take the land, says the Spirit of God, but also take those who come with longing in their eyes, with a luminosity that comes only from the glory of God. For they're seekers, and they are looking for the very presence of God. They are looking for salvation, which is upon your land. And you are mine, says the Spirit of God. You are mine. Rally round me, and I will cause this to be, says the Spirit of God.
Do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? Do you know what I know? A sound coming from above to sweep you off your feet. To sweep you off your feet. Do you know what I know? I know the plans that I have for you. They are good and not evil. They are good and they are not evil. For the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, are good and not evil. No longer believe the lies of the enemy. No longer believe the whispers and the lies that he would say that you are nothing and you are nobody. For don't you know that I call the nothings and the nobodies into fruition in this time? I'm calling those who have labored, even on their very faces, even into the four corners of the state, even those who are hidden, even those who are in the wilderness, those who are in the bush. I have been speaking to them. I have been giving them dreams and visions, and I have been giving them prophetic words, and they have heard my voice, and I have heard their voice, and I have heard their cries. And do not be surprised when you see them running into the house of the Lord, declaring the goodness of their God, declaring the goodness and the deliverance and the salvation and the healings of their God. Do not be surprised when you see them running in from the villages, running in from the bush with a word from God, with a now word from God. And they will come in and they will say, God has delivered me from the spirit of death. God has delivered me from the spirit of suicide. God has raised me up from the dead. And they give no man glory, but they give God their glory. They give God their glory. Get ready, church. Get ready. For it's not going to be the same as usual. It's not going to be just our voice that you will hear. You will begin to hear the voice of many waters. You will begin to hear the voice of many waters come together and converge as one. So I say to you, yes, this is Alaska's time. Everybody knows that. This is your time. Will you take it? Will you receive it? Will you call it your own? Will you run
out there and get out of your comfort zones and declare the good news of the gospel. For there is a fresh move of God on this land. There is truly a fresh move of God's weighty presence on this land. And it will become so weighty that even the ministers of the Lord will not be able to stand in his glory. For he is bringing such a weighty presence of the Lord that all will bow, all will kneel before him. Yes, yes, yes. And he alone will get the glory. He alone will get the glory, for he is releasing not only his four winds from heaven, he is also releasing his fire, his fire, his fire, his fire. He's igniting the church again and causing the church to come alive again for his glory. Amen. And church is not going to be the same as usual. He is totally changing church. He is changing the way we do church. He is changing the way we do church. Amen. Amen. One will have a song. One will have a word. One will have a vision. One will have a dream. Yes. And we will make room for his Holy Spirit to come and speak. Thus says the Lord from heaven to earth. Amen. Amen.
Whoa. Did you hear that? One hath a psalm. One has a verse, a scripture, a comment. Tell me what you heard this morning. What did you hear? What spoke to your heart? Do you know one reason why we want the free will offerings? We want you to come forward when you are stirred by the Lord. We want to train you to hear the Holy Ghost. We want to train you to be sensitive to the move of the Spirit. That's what I'm doing right now. I want you to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost and tell me what spoke to you in those three strong words that came forth for Alaska. Raise your hand. There's no right and wrong here. Yes, Cheryl. It's not going to be the same. How many of you heard that? Whoa, how many of you are ready for something new? Woo! Hallelujah. Yes. Someone else, Jack. Yes, God is going to use unknown people, just like that unknown prophet who delivered this word for Alaska. He's going to use the unknown people. Yes, he spoke clearly about the islands. Yes. What about the islands, Eileen? What's in your heart for the islands? Deliverance. Glory. Our islands need deliverance. And he said he would deliver our islands. Lee. A piercing is coming from heaven. Wow. And it's staking the ground. Absolutely. You know, if you... have some property wherever you live. You need to stake that property for Jesus Christ. Keep out every evil spirit that tries to come in. Yes. Violence is defeated in the land. God has told us that scripture over and over and over again. To claim that scripture. And when we first began to claim it, Alaska led every dark statistic in the United States. The highest violence statistics, the highest child abuse, the highest suicide statistics, the highest that. But I saw one of the recent statistics on suicide. We're no longer number one. That's huge. Huge, yes. Violence is being defeated in our land. Keep praying that scripture, Isaiah 60, Jude. With that piercing, the enemy fled in many different directions, but we came together in oneness. That's really critical. Yes, yes. Oh, you had a vision of people running who had been molested. Praise God. God is bringing healing to those old wicked issues. Yes. Sound of Unity is in Alaska. I agree with that. Joe. Yes. Joe heard the sound coming forth. Yes. Yes. He'll hit one chord. How many of you remember when God released the sound of E flat, probably 15 years ago? The scientists had discovered there was a certain sound that the birds made in the morning that caused the stomata of the plants to open to receive nutrients from the sun. They were literally singing this certain sound that caused the opening so they could receive life. That's scientifically proven. And so for a season, Peggy Fox was our worship leader, and she'd hit the one note, E flat, and the anointing would fall on the entire room. Now, if God can do that with an entire room in one note, what is he going to do in Alaska? He'll hit the whole state with a sound, and suddenly all those words that we have prayed and prophesied will suddenly come to life and open up and bear fruit. Don't give up. Glenda.
Okay. 2 Chronicles 5:13, when the 120 were together. Okay. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, his mercy endures forever," that the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priest could not continue ministering because the cloud, for the glory of the Lord, filled the house of God.
One sound, hallelujah! Get to your feet. We're going to make a sound to God. Come on. We're going to make a sound. Whoa. Whoa. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Come on. Musicians, are you ready? Whoa. We're going to make a sound. We're going to shout. Now, there will come a moment. I realize that we are a precursor, a front runner. All right, we're stepping out in the water first. Not everybody's stepping out with us, but we're stepping out anyway. There'll come a time when everyone in the state of Alaska, everyone will suddenly begin to make a sound. And we're going to start here. Yes, Jesus! Pierces heaven, God's piercing sound will hit our state. Have a seat.
And now we have a sound from Alaska, Dailuchi. This is Miss Polly and her husband, Aussie. This is the sound from the land. Let's receive them today. Let's receive Aussie and Polly today. Be free. Go ahead. They're going to release a sound from the land, from the heart of our people. Be free.
Waka, good afternoon. My name is Polly, and my Chupik name is Napiryuk, and this is my husband, Asi.
Waka.
His Yupik name is Asanak. And we love to share our song and dance. And, you know, we recognize how so much of our Yupik Chupik song and dance is to glorify God and honors God. And when we share our song and dance, it really shows about that thankfulness that we have, you know, between God and his people and that relationship and that gratefulness that we have towards the land, our resources, and the things that he gives us, which are all gifts. And so this song that we like to share as a couple is called Ushagamkin Tankiri Yoma, and it says, I come to you because I want to be enlightened. And then the motions are like this, Ushagamkin Tankiri Yoma, and
Yuga Ramken, I dance to you,
Nunani Rioma,
because I want to become happy or joyful.
And then the other part of the song, I pull you out,
Nalugamken,
and I carry you, which I feel our God speaking during those motions. I pull you out, and I carry you. Hmm. And here's the song.
Ushagam kaham tankiri yoma. Ushagam kaham tankiri yoma. Yugam kanunani riyoma. Hagiya, hagiya. Naluram kan kumruraya, ria ushagam kan tamkiri yoma, yuraram kan nunani riyoma, Hayah, yoma uhlalam kan dan khiri yoma yuhalam kan nani ri yoma
Thank you to God for allowing this opportunity for all of us to come together and praise and worship Him.
I also like to add one thing is I also like to add that it's encouraging to have people use that an old adage when our old people like my father and other elders, when they were done teaching us how to be good human beings, they would end us like this: be kind to one another and live that way.
Feel Him drawing you in and saying, come. Come into my presence. Come into my presence. When we come into His presence, we come into unity. That is when the violence is going to be defeated. I like this new way of doing church. You know, even before it was prophesied, it started happening. There's many different ones that were up here praying and taking the load together. You were out there praying and entering in together. It's all of us. It's not somebody standing on the stage and, okay, you know, I got, you know, I won't go on. But you know what? The main thing is it's all of us. One shares a scripture. One shares a song. One shares a vision. Bill, come here. Something about a vision.
At one point, I saw, it was like all white, but I saw an outline of Alaska kind of tilted back. And He is alive. He is alive. And then we were proclaiming, you know, put that bottle down. He is alive. He is alive. Spirit of suicide. Banished. He is alive. You will put that knife down. He is alive. He is alive. He's alive. He's alive. Thank you, Jesus. That was it.
You know, Bill came to me before Eleanor and Mary and Judith came up here to prophesy. He says, I see this vision. I keep seeing this vision and I keep hearing these words. And I said, okay, I'll see what, you know, how we can fit that in. And then you all came up here and you prophesied it. But you saw the vision first. You know, it's us coming together in unity. It's doing this, doing our part. And you know what? Each one of us has a part. You know, Eleanor was scheduled to speak this morning, and she still is. But we're going to share this, okay? I just want to talk to you for a little bit. Back when I was young, I'd try to preach the word and be a, you know, try to be all that, you know, and I had to work it up and things like that. And somebody would come to me and say, "That was a good talk." But you know what? I just want to talk to you a little bit. You know, each one of us has a purpose. He's created us for purpose. And I used to think about, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing, Lord? And I had a wonderful friend that came to me, and we were talking and fellowshipping, and God spoke a word. He said, "If you would just do His will today, just step forward and try to do what He wants you to do today. And then tomorrow, just step forward. And the next day, just step forward. And just try to do what He wants you to do today. Day after day after day. And we're not going to do it all 100% correct. It's not going to be perfect. You know, we might kind of go a little bit like this back and forth, you know, but we're trying. And then pretty soon you can look far and see, wow, where did that come from? Somehow I got here. Somehow I got over here. And it was all by the purpose of the Lord. We can accomplish His destiny in us. You know, some of us just have to be obedient. You know, some of our gifts is we can speak and give a talk, so to speak. Actually, all of us should be speaking about Jesus. Some of us might be on a stage sometimes sharing, and others are in the marketplace, and we all need to be in the marketplace. Some of our gift is giving. And I just want to say that these baskets are for when God speaks to you and said, "That word is for me. That's what I need to receive. You know, violence is being defeated in Alaska. I need that for my village." And sow into that. I believe you, Lord. You know, the prophetic words that have been given to me are being accomplished. I believe you, Lord. Whatever it is that God speaks to your heart, just sow into that. And whatever the amount is, just sow that amount. How small or however big it is. Big, okay. All right. As much as possible, I guess. You know, one of the things that I was realizing is that, you know, for some of us, actually for all of us that are in this room here today, it was simply the will of God for you to show up this morning. It was simply His will that you be here. And you're going to hear something. Many of you already have. You've already heard the word of the Lord and instruction for you. He is instructing, and He is instructing us, what is our next step? What's the next thing He wants us to do? And it can be simple. But you know what? If we hear that word from Him, we can decide to do it or not. I heard a prophetic I'll get to you in a little bit, darling. Huh? Oh. Oh, just bring your offering up. I guess I'm still new at this. It's still good. You know, one of the things I was saying is that when we hear that word, we have a responsibility. We can either decide to be obedient or not. I heard the word of the Lord yesterday morning. Well, I've been hearing it throughout the whole conference, but there was one little thing that I heard. And I heard it from my mom in the Lord, my apostle, Mary. And it was a simple thing. She said, you know, sometimes we have sleepless nights. And many times we just blame it on the devil. We blame it on the enemy. When it's God. It's God that wants us to wake up. So I went to sleep last night at 2 o'clock. For the third night in a row. The first night was the enemy. It was definitely the enemy. But the second two nights, last night, went to bed at 2. This morning at 7 o'clock, 7 a.m., I'm up. Went and got a glass of water, you know, and went back to bed. And I'm just there, just laying in bed from 7 to 7:30. And then I heard something. And what I heard is, it is my food to do the will of him who sent me. So I was just laying there, and I just pulled those covers back over myself. And then I heard a familiar voice, and it was Mary's voice. Sometimes it's the Lord that has you up. You know what? Sometimes it is the Lord. Because it's my food. It is my food. It's Jesus who said that. It's my food to do the will of him who sent me. What is food? It's our life giving substance. It's the thing that keeps us alive. And yet I could have went ahead and just pulled those grave clothes back over me and just stayed right there. You're going to catch that and... Well, yeah. I'm just going to talk to you a little bit. So I went ahead and got up out of bed, hit the coffee pot button, and let the coffee start going. Thanks, darling, for making that, setting up the coffee. And then I did the word search to find out where that is. And it was Jesus. And what it was is he was traveling along with his disciples. And they got tired and they came to this Samaritan town. And his disciples left him. And he was sitting by the well, and this woman came out, and he began to speak to her. And he began to, you know the story, give me a drink of water. And she says, the conversation goes on, and he says, if I give you a drink of water, you will not thirst anymore. And he began to prophesy to her what her life was about. And when he went and got done speaking to her, she went out to her village. She went out there and she began to start speaking to the people. And say, come. Come hear a man who told me everything I ever did. Come and hear this man. And she got the whole entire village to come out and hear this man. His disciples came back and said, here, Master, here's some food. Jesus says, I have food that you know not of. Because it's my food to do the will of him who sent me. It's my life to fulfill the purpose that he sent me here for. What is your food today? What is it that he is saying to you today? And then the people came and they started gathering around Jesus. And Jesus began to speak to them. He spoke to them for 2 days. And they went back to that woman. And they said, we don't believe you just because of what you said. We believe it because we heard it with our own ears. You know, she was a Samaritan. And she was a woman. And in that day, she was at the bottom. The bottom of any social scale that you might have to be a Samaritan. Jews have nothing to do with Samaritans. That's what she told Jesus. She was looked upon by her community as somebody of a low, in a low place. And they came out and they heard Jesus. And it was the salvation of the entire village that happened. The entire village. They said, we don't believe you because of what you said. We heard it with our own ears. Now we believe. And they gave her no honor. They didn't honor her. She's the one that went running street to street saying, come, come hear a man. Come hear a man. Could this be the Christ? Could this be the anointed one? Could this be the one that's going to deliver us and heal us? Could this be the one? And they gave her no honor. But you know what? There is one that gave her honor. And we will be speaking about this woman for a millennium. We will be speaking about this woman till the end of time. Because the Father gave her honor for what she did. The Father didn't look at her as being somebody little and somebody small. But in that day, she ran and did the will of the Father. Jesus went on to say to his disciples, the field is white for the harvest. And those that have sown the seeds, they've sown the seeds. And you're going to reap where you have not sown. And the sowers and the harvesters, they're going to come together. In Alaska, we have a history of people that went out and sown. They've went out and sown and prayed and interceded, going out on the coast and saying, Lord, interceding for you and I, even while some of us were still yet in our mother's womb. Still little toddlers. Running around. As for me, a high school kid with not a clue. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to go to those who have come before us and say, I don't believe you because of just what you've said. We will honor those who have went before us. We will honor those who've went before us. I'll honor Mary and her intercessor that came up and read the word to us and spoke about the intercessors of Alaska. Spoke the word of the Lord that came all those years ago. And they were faithful not just to hear a prophetic word, but spend years and years and years and years praying into that word. So that we could experience this day. So that we can experience this day. And his glory being poured out. You know, it's not an easy thing to be trudging through area that nobody else has been before. And people, when you're first going through it, you're making new ground. I was hearing Mary, and she was up there just kind of, her first prophetic word, I can identify with that. Only with me it was like this. Bill, do you feel better now? You release that? Okay. Took a step forward in the path today. You are faithful to release what God has given you. You're faithful to release the word of life that sustains us. It's my food to do the will of him who sent me. And I and we are going to do the will of him who sent me tomorrow, who sent us tomorrow. We're going to keep on stepping forward in all that he wants us to do, no matter how little or how small that might be. Or what the person looks like, or their reputation, or who it is that God wants us to speak to. I was sitting in a bar one night. Okay, there's more to the story. I had taken a group of youth down to Washington, D.C. so that they could go to close-up and learn about the United States government and also our tribal governments. And so we got into the hotel really late. Their meals were provided for, you know, with the program, but ours weren't. And so the restaurant in the hotel was closed. And I went in there and to the bar to order some food. And so I think there was a game playing on the TV at the bar, so I just sat down at the bar so I could eat and watch the game and just unwind, you know. And so this guy and his friend came in and sat down at the bar. And, we started talking and stuff, and he asked me where I was from, and I said, Alaska. And he said, oh, Sarah Palin. She is a forerunner, whether you know it or not. There's so many things that she has done for our state that we don't even realize. Whether we like everything that's happened with her or not, you know what? We still honor who she is. And I actually graduated with her at Wasilla, her and her husband Todd. And so I just mentioned that to this guy, and all of a sudden, this person was such a smart, so smart. And he started just giving me a really hard time, just started bringing up all kinds of political stuff and all kinds of stuff. And it's like, boom, something just changed. You know, and in my heart, I said, what? You know, I don't need this. I don't need this nonsense. And the more he talked, I mean, the more he was bumping up against me and bumping up against me, and I started getting upset with him. But you know what? He was so smart. There was not like I knew I couldn't win some sort of a debate with him. So I was really considering just saying, have a good night. Eat your food and go wherever you belong. But I was sitting there and I heard the Lord say something to me. And he dropped a word in my heart concerning this man. And I just said, sir, I said, you are a very smart person. I can tell you've been educated. You have a very wonderful gift of being able to speak to people. I said, as far as for myself, you know, sometimes I hear things, spiritual things. For people. And I kind of explained it a little bit. And I said, I'm hearing something concerning you. I said, can I share that with you? He said, yes, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead and share it with me. This is what I said. I said, I hear the Lord saying to me that you are not a mistake. And the tears just started flowing down his eyes. He bent all the way over and the tears just started gushing out of his eyes. You are not a mistake. There's nobody in this room that's a mistake. And I begin to speak to him and prophesy to him about his life and about what God was going to do for him and how God was going to meet with him and how God was going to set him free and even cause there to be restoration in his family. And it was just amazing. Each one of us has an opportunity to speak the word of the Lord. And those that we speak it to, it might be a hard situation. It might be, they might have that hardened exterior. But when we hear the word of the Lord, that's the only thing that's going to make the difference. It's the only thing that can set us free. It's the only thing that can heal a broken heart. He is the only one. So it is my food. It's our food. To do the will of Him who sent me, who sent us. And the word of the Lord that came in these meetings, so powerful. It's come here to challenge us. Each one of us have been challenged in different ways. I'll have to say this, as far as the worship team, I know that at times it's been challenging for you guys. But you know what? Keep on stepping forward. Keep on stepping forward today, doing the will of God today. Because the sound of the Lord that was prophesied in this place applies to you, worship team. The sound of the Lord that's coming forth in the drums and using those sticks as weapons against the enemy. Using that piano and keyboard to ride the waves of His Spirit in those soft times and in those mountain times where He wants us to go up, 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 up. That little drum that you play, Teresa, and you start pounding that thing, and it's a big drum in the Spirit. I just encourage you, step forward and release the sound out of your mouth in the worship. Release the sound out of the instruments. Release His sound. And we're going to do it together. We're going to be right there with you. We're going to release the sound out there. We're going to do whatever it takes to do His will and to eat His food today. Oh, and this is the first day after this conference, because now we've got to go and walk it out. And as far as Kingdom Alliance, the kingdom is all about recognizing that we do have a king. And His name is Jesus. And He has supreme authority. It's His kingdom. And we get to be in alliance together with Him. To spread His net beyond the borders of Alaska. I heard that prophetic word today, beyond the borders. And you are Kingdom Alliance. You are the network. We're going to do this thing together. We're going to do this thing together. I thought I was going to get to the notes I wrote down, but maybe later.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Father God. We thank you for the word of the Lord today. We thank you, Father God, for Pastor Robert, Lord God. I just honor him, Lord God, as my husband, my best friend, my love. Lord God, I just honor him, Lord God, as a pastor. And Lord, I just thank you so much for the gift that you have given to me, Lord. I'm so humbled and I'm so blessed to have such a loving, kind gentleman in my life. And I just honor you. I really, really honor you. This month is our 25 years. Legal. We won't talk about the years before that. Thank you, Jesus. I really believe we've heard the message today. And I don't believe that I'm going to share my message today, because the Lord chose to move in a different way, and we just go with him. We just ride with him. We ride with him today. However, I do feel just to share that, this is actually, God just gave me the message yesterday. I've been just like, Lord, what are you, I don't even have time. He just said, just be free. Don't stress about it. Don't stress about a message. He said, it's in you. You'll get it. And I believe that it will be released when it's supposed to. It is a now word, I believe. But I just wanted to, and I'm not used to being last. This is kind of, how do I do this? How do you do it, Mary? How do you do it, Robert? I do believe, you know, yesterday, Mary, when Judy was prophesying over you, I heard a horse snorting. And it was pawing the ground. It was just, and it was just pawing the ground. And I just began to feel the ground shake. And then I saw other horses lined up beside you. And they were just doing that. And they were just like just snorting and pawing the ground. And they were just getting mounting it. And then I saw people just mounting on these horses. And they were just ready. They were ready to go forth. They were ready. There was a charge that God was putting within your mouth and within your belly. And the Lord says that the army is ready to go forward. The army is ready to go forward. For now they are mounting their horses. And when the whistle is released, the army, the horses will begin to move forward and begin to take the land. Even as the Mongolians take the land in Mongolia, the Lord says that spirit is within Alaska as well, is a warring warrior spirit. And we have went through a season, a dry season of sitting down, of laying down even. It's like our spirit man had been laying down in the spirit, and we have become okay, I'll just be real. We have just become kind of nice and pretty and polished in church. But the Lord says now we're going to let our hair hang down. And we're going to worship him. We're going to worship him in spirit and in truth. We're going to worship him. And our hair is going to be like the hair that was on Jesus' feet. And how he would weep and weep and weep and weep and weep. Because there is an authentic cry in Alaska, in the hearts of the people of Alaska, because we are so poised and ready for the move of God that is upon us. And as we just begin to just worship him and let our hair hang down, he says that the hair signifies the church. The hair, this is not my message. The hair signifies the church. And it's going to move the heart of the Father. And it's going to cause Jesus to come and weep with us.
He hears us. And the Holy Spirit is brooding. He's brooding over Alaska. He's brooding over us. And the Lord says, be careful with what, be protective of what is going on. What's that word? Not in a selfish or hoarding kind of way, but he says, be protective of this move that's happening. Be protective of it. Because there's, I'm just, God is saying that. I'll share some more later, but I'm just sensing that. Thank you, Lord. You're doing this, Father. We're going to move with you. We're going to go with you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. He alone is worthy to be praised. He alone is worthy to be worshiped. And we worship you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Oh, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Oh, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There are partnerships happening. There are partnerships happening with ministries. Ministries are going to begin to partner with one another. Real partnerships, real co-laboring together, not lording over or not in a possessive type of way. It's going to be heart to heart, bone to bone. He's bringing sinew to sinew together, spirit to spirit together. And then he's going to blow upon us. And the four winds are going to come together. And the army is going to rise up. And when you spoke, Mary, yesterday, something in me stood up. My spirit man stood up. The way that I can explain it is, there was a time when my husband and I were going through a very broken time, very, very broken time in ministry. And I know that Pastor Tim and Martha can relate. I just know that by the Spirit. I don't know you guys, really. But there's a time of real brokenness in the ministry. And at that time, we went to Mary, and she said to me, Eleanor, you are not a child. You are a woman of God. You are a mature woman of God. And you know what happened in me? Something grew up in me. Something grew up in me supernaturally. We are stepping back into a supernatural time. We are stepping back into a supernatural time. And then yesterday when you spoke again, Mary, something stood up in me. My spirit man said, yes, I became strengthened on the inside. Do you know what I'm talking about? God doesn't want us to stay as little children. He's causing us to grow up and stand up and move and march forward. Did you feel that on the inside? We need to stay upright before him. We need to stay upright before him. God is causing us to grow up in him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Kingdom Alliance is gonna move. It's just gonna keep moving, and the Lord is gonna show who different speakers that are gonna come. It's not our ministry. It's God's. I say it right now. It's God's. I don't want to put my hands to this. I take my hands off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is going to connect ministers and ministries and churches. And we're going to link arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder. And we're going to move forward together as one. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's doing this. He's doing this. And Bill and Glenda, yesterday, I saw the Lord doing something new in you guys. I saw the Lord doing something new in you guys. He's going to begin to really cause you to be, you are already kingdom connectors. You are kingdom connectors like nobody's business. And you know, God calls kingdom connectors because they know they're not going to possess them to themselves. He calls you kingdom connectors because it is about Jesus and it's about his kingdom. And the Lord says that you are very vital in his kingdom. You are ones that can cast the net and not just bring in fish, but you bring leaders together. You're going to be bringing leaders together. I see you shifting. I see you shifting into a new gear. Amen. He's causing your ministry to change. There's a new change coming in your ministry. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. And I saw where even you had, and I don't know this really. I saw you guys before doing janitor's work. I saw you guys cleaning toilets. I saw you guys, we came up in that cleaning ministry, we called it. People would laugh at us, you know, really, they would, you know, but God said, you keep cleaning that toilet. You keep cleaning that toilet because one day you're going to be cleaning people up. You're going to have a cleaning ministry. And the Lord says that you guys have that cleaning ministry. It's God that does the cleansing, yes, but you help people say, you know what, you can make it. You guys are encouragers, and you help bring people together, not only people and children. He's shifting you up into adults and leaders. Amen, amen. You're very important in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you and we worship you. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you, yesterday, you showed me that you were throwing pastors into the harvest field. You are thrusting them into the harvest field. I thank you, Father God, that this is a time really for the pastors and the evangelists. There is such a spirit of prophetic evangelism on this land right now that is going to really bring in the harvest. And it's not going to be like it was before. It's gonna be different. We know what it's like to be broken. We know what it's like to be hurt in church. We know what it's like when people condemn us and put their foot on us, or they sweetly resist. You know what it's like, and the Lord says that He's gonna thrust some of you out into the harvest field, and you will woo them in. You will draw them in by the loving kindness of the Lord. By the loving kindness and the tender mercies of the Lord, because you know what it's like to be hurt in church. And the Lord says that no longer will you move even by the hurt in church or by the wounds that you have experienced. Now he's putting a salve. He's putting a salve on your heart. He's putting a salve, and you won't move by that place anymore, but it'll be from a place of wholeness. It'll be from a place of healing. It'll be from a place of encouragement. It'll be from a place of victory. And you will woo them in by the loving kindness and the tender mercies of the Lord. They already know they're sinners. We don't have to say, you're a sinner. We don't do that. God draws by His loving kindness and His tender mercies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. There is such, really and truly, we are in harvest time. Really and truly. The prophetic evangelism is, he's just thrusting them out. And the pastors, get ready, get ready, get ready. You know, I saw a vision a couple years ago. I saw waterfalls coming together. I saw streams of water flowing down this mountain, and some started coming together, and I saw others trickle off to the side and they dried up. And I said, what's that, Lord? He said, I'm bringing ministries together. I'm bringing the ones that are for my kingdom purposes together, the ecclesia, the kingdom church together. He said, and they will learn how to do koinonia together. They will learn how to have relationship together. It won't be from a place of competition or striving. It will be from a place of having relationship with one another. And he says, those that come together, it'll form a mighty river. It'll form a mighty, mighty river in Alaska. And I'm sure it'll happen elsewhere, but my sphere is Alaska. And so he says, those that will come together, they'll move together. They'll know how to move together and flow together. But those that won't, those that won't, they'll dry up. It's okay. Let them dry up. God gives all of us opportunity. And you know, sometimes it needs to dry up so that it can come together again. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for Judith. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I just see you, Judith. I saw diamonds in your hand the other day. I saw the diamonds in your hand the other day. And the Lord says that he has you. You are his diamond in his hand. And I just see him lifting you up into a new place. And he's turning the diamond. It's like you had diamonds in your hand that represented miracles and healings and deliverances. He's going to give you words of knowledge that are so accurate, that are not just vague or general. It's going to be so accurate and so just, you'll know it's by the Spirit of God. And he says, not only are you holding diamonds in your hand, you are the diamond in his hand. And I see him turning you right like this. And he says that I'm a multifaceted God. And I'm going to begin to show you mysteries in my kingdom that's going to unlock the heart of man. That's going to unlock the mysteries. That's going to unlock the miracles. That's going to unlock the healings. That's going to unlock the deliverance. And I just see you simply waiting on him. You're just waiting. You're in this time of waiting. And he says that he's doing the turning. He's doing it. He's doing it. And then I saw him lock it into place. It was turned and then click. It clicked into place and you knew it. And then you started stepping out into it with confidence. Amen. Does that make sense? Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Steve, you have been trained not only in the natural military, the Lord is training you in the spiritual warfare, in his military. And it's not going to be like it was in the natural. This is a supernatural thing. He is training your hands for war and your fingers to do battle. And he says that Psalms 149 is your portion. Psalms 149 is your portion. He's going to make it real and alive to you. He's just going to cause it to become so real and so alive to you. And I just see you stepping out into a new place with the Lord. No longer will you be one that sits around the table and just does. Even while you're typing, he's training your hands, training your fingers for war. Even while you're typing, he's doing something new in you. And he says he's giving you a new mindset. He's giving you a new mindset. And he's done a good work. He's done a lot of healing in you. And I don't know what all that's about. And only that's God's business. But I see him just doing a real healing in you. And you even look different. You know that? Your countenance is different. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And even when you begin to get up and speak, wherever that is, it's going to be in a new way. It's going to be in a new way. And I see you shifting even. I see you shifting from, anyway. Thank you, Lord. God is doing it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Father God. We worship
you. You know, young lady, when I was up there speaking, God spoke to me that you've been in those places where there's been a lot of pain and hurt. But he says to you that he is going to meet with you. That he is going to do some healing. And a year from now, you're going to look at things totally different than what you look at things now. And 5 years from now, you're going to look back and you're going to say, how good Jesus has been to me. Because he has called to a place where he wants you to prosper. And you will prosper in him, but you're going to prosper in having a great peace and love and joy in your heart. And later on down the line, people are going to look at you and say, that is a person that has been with Jesus. Because his love and his acceptance is going to just pour out of you. They will know that you've been with Jesus. Because he is with you. He is going to continue to be with you. He is never going to leave you. He will never leave you.
And not only will you know him as Savior, you will know him as Deliverer and Healer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we pray for you? Thank you, Jesus. Let's just extend our love to Avril today. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for Avril, Lord. Father, I thank you and I praise you, oh God, that you are her Savior, God, and that you are her Deliverer and her Healer. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for coming to her right now, Father God. God, and that she would sing the songs of deliverance. She would sing the songs of healing. She would sing the songs of revelations of you, Father God. And Lord God, I just thank you and I praise you, Jesus. God, for filling her even with the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you,
has created you and made you to be beautiful, and you are beautiful. Eleanor was speaking about God wanting to be protective over what's happening, and somebody wrote this note, and it says, the protectiveness is one of protecting the purity of his movement. To keep pure his intents and purposes. It's his movement. You know, Jack, I was standing over there and I just heard the Lord say that all those years of service where you poured out your life and poured out your time and poured out your finances to build someone else's ministry, to serve them out of the love and joy of your heart. And you counted it as serving the Lord. And you were serving the Lord in that. And I just hear the Lord saying that now he has come to serve you. He has come to be at your service. And he says that the dreams and the visions and the heart that you have, he's placed that and created that within you for his purpose. And he's going to give you wisdom. He's going to place people next to you that have wisdom that can help you and help these dreams come to pass. He says that not only for you, but your wife. He says that he has come to serve you now. And he is going to pour out his blessing upon you.
I see the Lord unlocking your spirit ears, doll. You are very prophetic. The Lord is unlocking your spirit ears to hear him in the night. He is unlocking the dreams that have been taken away or stolen even from the enemy. Not only dreams, meaning the desires of your heart, but dreams from the Lord. It's in our DNA. It's our spiritual inheritance. And I see you dreaming dreams. Oh, they're going to be so specific, Dahlia. You're going to dream dreams and you're going to see them come to pass. And they won't be bad dreams either. They will be dreams from the Lord. And even as the Lord gave you a dream about breaking the spirit of poverty, you will surely see the prosperity of the Lord. Not because you want a bunch of money, but because it's going to be for kingdom purposes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I just want to say that we do have some meetings coming up. Unless you have something
else. Yeah, we'll do that in a little bit.
Back here in January, I was down in Oregon, and it was a prophetic conference, and it was Chuck Pierce, Jane Hammond, and Dutch Sheets. And one of the words that, and I think it was Jane, one of the words that she gave was that this year was a year of divine reversal. And that divine reversal is something that has already happened and taken place when Christ died on a cross. And he came in, and what he did, he turned around everything that had been put in motion with the first Adam. But I believe that the Lord wants me to echo that same word here today to say that there are some of you who perhaps have stopped serving or who have stopped walking in that gift or in the ministry that you've had, even because of sin. But this is the year that God says that he is reinstating. He is reinstating his children to those places. And it is divine reversal. It has nothing to do with your abilities. It has nothing to do with your righteousness. It has all to do with what he's called you to do. It has all to do with what he is saying. It has all to do with what he has already done. You are seated in the heavenly places with Christ. And that is where you are to see yourself. And he wants what you are to be lived out right down here on earth. And you are to step up in that place where he's calling you to. No longer give to that place of fear and intimidation. And then the low self-esteem. But step up into those places where God has called you. And not because someone else is calling you, but because he's called you. He is your Lord. And it is his word that matters. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. It is what he says that matters. So I just want to encourage you, if there's someone here today, if that's the word for you, you take it for yourself.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, about 3 years ago, I had been in a season where it was maybe about a good 7 or 8 years that I was going through the motions of serving the Lord, just kind of trudging and walking and trying to get by, just to be saved almost, you know. And we went... Oh, you agree, darling. We went to a Chuck Pierce conference at Glory of Zion, and I was just, I just had to go up to the front. You know, I was sitting wherever we were sitting, and I just felt I needed to get up to the stage, get closer. I needed to get close to that sound. And next thing I knew, I just felt this heavy weightiness on my shoulders. And I just dropped to my knees. And I didn't hear his voice so much or anything, but when I was felt that heaviness, I just said, "Yes, I will do what you want me to do." And now, 3 years later, I'm just standing here and talking to you. We all have a yes in our heart for the Lord. We can all say that yes. You know, one more. Come on up here. All the way up.
So I'm going to obey the Lord. So today, as you were, quote, talking, God dropped into you, son, a pastoral mantle to pastors, that they will come from the north and the south, from the east and from the west, to seek the wisdom of God from inside of you. Not your words, but in power and demonstration from He who is King. And many, many men, many, many men will come. They'll come into the kingdom. And the reversal from women in the church to men in the kingdom has begun. Because, son, you obeyed.
Thank you, Lord. I just received that, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you for that, Father. Speaking of Trent Pierce, you saw that thing we had up there. He's coming in. Him and Dutch are coming in May. You know, that's actually going to be Memorial Day weekend. But you know what? I've went out fishing Memorial Day weekend. It was too dang early for the fish anyway. Tell them the fishing's not going to be that good. Yeah, tell your friends the fishing's not going to be that good. That's right, a memorial to God. We have our sign-up sheet out there. You can sign up. If you don't have your, if we don't have your emails, go ahead and give us your email. We'll let you know when our next meetings are. We're having meetings every month, and so we'll send out email notifications of that. Father, I just thank you for Anchorage City Church. God, I thank you for the pouring out of your Holy Spirit in this place. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that they are, were a pioneering church of your Spirit. And Lord, I proclaim, God, that this building, Father, will
will be set on fire by your Holy Spirit. Salvation and deliverance. And your purposes will be done. I just bless this people, God, that go to church here. I bless the leadership. God, I thank you, God, for a fresh and new experience in you. God, you have called them to be givers of life, of your life. And Lord, I thank you, God, for giving your life out through the leadership and through the people. I thank you for that. Father, I thank you for each one here, Lord. Thank you, God, that you have drafted us into your service.